Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. Houston. $1 trillion. New Orleans. Bill Street. People of Maryland, float. Atlanta, Georgia, float. The $1 billion float. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion float. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion float. $1 trillion float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion float coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo.
God bless you tonight. That was the $1 trillion flow night, and tonight I was very special. I got the voodoo priest all the way from New Orleans on the line, and he told me, he said, Bishop, the people ain't ready for me. And he said, tell the people next Friday they'll be ready for me. He said, you got some heavy stuff drop on some of you. Let me say, the voodoo priest, all the way from New Orleans, Algiers. And he said, right now, I try to get him to say something. He said, the people is not ready for him because he got some heavy stuff to drop down. He talked about white magic and black magic. And he worked different, he worked black magic. And he said that they are not ready to listen to black magic. But he promised me that he will be on next Friday night. He said, but right now, he went in meditation. The ancestors said they wasn't ready for what he going to give them. That's the voodoo priest. And when he prophesied, he sat on top of the grave. Yeah. And the voodoo priest got some news from many of you. And I asked him, what were you going to talk about? He said, Bishop, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what the ancestors are going to say to me, for me, for you and anybody else. So I want to take time out tonight and invite the voodoo priest back next Friday. And he's coming Friday. He said the people were not ready for him. Ashe. He said the people wasn't ready for him for what he's going to put out for the nation. He didn't say, he said for the nation, they weren't ready. And he's with the ancestors, and he traveled back and forth with the ancestors, so, and the angels. Now, I want to tell you tonight, we got an interesting show tonight, because I got people from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, people from Mississippi, and people from Monroe, Ruston, and Shreveport said they want to hear Dr. Christian. And one lady said, Dr. Christian, and that gave us so much information what she was doing. So we're going to hear from Dr. Christian tonight. But the voodoo priest will be on next Friday. So he told me to tell y'all to get ready for him. He said, the people, Bishop, is not ready for me. Being I'm the oldest voodoo priest that's living, okay, that's in the physical world. And all the spirit world, the other voodoo priests are with me. When I speak, a host of voodoo priests speak. So we're going to have the voodoo priest on next Friday. So you need to come and see what he got to say to you. He know your name, your address. He's a bishop. Most people caught up on the white magic. He said, I am the voodoo priest and I work black magic. And I don't need nothing. I can do it. So I asked the voodoo priest before he left. He said he's in meditation and the spirit told him that the people listening is not ready for what he's going to put out. Because what he put out, some dangerous stuff. You know, y'all, most of you caught up in white magic. But when the voodoo priest drop black magic, something going to happen. You know, so that's very important to understand. So next Friday, call your friend, call your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever, and let's listen to the voodoo priest out of Baton Rouge, out of New Orleans, and out of Algiers, right across the river. I know I went over there. The first time I met the voodoo priest, I was with Bishop Gatemouth Moore. I met the voodoo priest. And when he came in the church, everybody else left out. Nobody in the church was me and Gatemouth Moore. And he did some stuff. The church started shaking. So I know this man is real with what he do, and he's gifted. So the voodoo priest next Friday night, the voodoo priest, if the spirit lead him, he will be on this station giving you information and telling you what you need to do. Don't tell me. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know what he's going to say to me, but I'm willing to listen to the ancestors I'm willing to listen to what he said about white magic versus black magic. Hello. But tonight, I got a dynamic prophet. And, you know, one lady told me, Mother Francis, down in New Orleans, and said, Bishop, Mother Francis told me, and Mother Francis lived in New Orleans, back in the country. And she heard Dr. Christian. She said, Dr. Christian have the gift to raise people. It is a gift that was given to her by God and the ancestors. So tonight, I'm looking forward. Dr. Christian is coming her own way. Get your pencils and paper, because this is called over with the ancestors tonight. This is Trillion Dollar Flow tonight. And most times, Trillion Dollar Flow talk about economics and money, about what you need to do. And the voodoo priest was going to talk about it. He said you wasn't ready. So I know Dr. Christian is ready. And Dr. Christian have been sent back, will come back, and she's back. But I felt the anointing Sunday when she was preaching that God had did something to her very special. And I just feel when we get ready to go down to New Orleans, Baton Rouge, some parts of Birmingham, Alabama, some parts of Monroe and Freeport, and all the way down to New Orleans, and we'll visit the voodoo priest, because you have to have appointments to visit him. But right now I'm bringing Dr. Christian all the way from that great city of Detroit. And right now they're having the thing in Detroit. Dr. Christian, you on?
God bless you today, Bishop. God bless everyone tonight that's in the queue listening. We just give thanks to the Creator. And I just have a few things that the Creator gave me to give to the people today.
Amen.
First, I just want to talk about some of the things that we have been traditionally using that have caused us to lose our blessings. We have been indoctrinated through the years with other people's falsified information and history, and has passed this down to us, which has cursed our communities and our families, because we thought that we were living in a way that was prosperous for us. And so I just wanted to let you know that the word blessing means blood, and it is a word that is not prosperous, but it curses you. So the word that we should be using to have success is blitz, B-L-I-S-S. That is the word that we are supposed to speak over our lives and speak into the universe. We're looking for opportunities, we're looking for blessings, we're looking for overflow, and we need to learn the correct words to use to bring that about in our lives. And we've been indoctrinated with somebody else's words, and that has damaged us more than it has blitzed us. So now we have to re-change what we're doing and what we're saying in order to speak prosperity in our lives, in order to speak success over our lives, in order to bring about victory and financial overflow in our lives. So change is a hard thing to happen, especially when we've been indoctrinated with information that has been working against us instead of for us. And it's so much wealth and knowledge that's being exposed. Like the Russian President Putin let us know that in the Ethiopian Bible, that everyone in there was black or melanite. As Bishop always said, Bishop has always been ahead of his time. You don't even know how powerful his words have been through the years and have implemented change for me. I don't know about anybody else. But when people give you words, God bring it as a confirmation to you several times over, you know that's fact. And so, you know, he's been telling us for years that, you know, the melanated Jesus, the melanite people in the Bible. And now we have the Bible coming forth. We have the truth of different variations of the Bible that are coming forth, showing you what's true. I know some people are having a hard time accepting that. Some people are having a hard time believing that it's fact, because the melanated people have been beat down for so many years. You know, we've been beat down and deceived and manipulated into believing that we were nothing, that we weren't important, that we have no power. And the Creator has come and let us know over and over again, we have power. We are something. We can be whatever we desire to be. But because of what we've been indoctrinated with in our lives, we've been beat down, misled, and deceived, hoodwinked and deceived. And coming out of that deception is a very hard thing, because when people have been beat down for so long and deceived for so long, it's hard for them to make that change. It's hard for them to be beyond what they know. The comforts of deception is easier to hold on to than truth. So now we discover that everyone in the Bible is melanated, or black, whichever one color you want to call it, copper tone, but they're all black. And then we had a Bible that came out also. I don't know if many of you paid attention. It was on the news, it was on all social media, that how we've been deceived to believe that January is the first month of the year. And the Bible that they discovered has come out here recently has shown that the new year starts in March, which is Easter, which is when Easter begins. And we've been deceived for all these years to believe that January was the first month of the year, and also the month that brings in the new year, when the Jews have been celebrating the initial new year, been celebrating it for eons in May and April. Whenever Easter comes in, that's when the new year starts. So we're in the time in the age of Aquarius, and that is bringing about truth, is bringing about knowledge. Now, we got to cipher through this information to make sure that it's accurate. And usually when you're ciphering, you're studying, God gives you, the Creator gives you confirmation over and over again. You know, that's what I like about Bishop. He always tells us the importance of the melanated man and the melanated woman. And through the years I've known him, he's been saying the same thing. And he's also encouraged us to know and to reach out to our ancestors. Because the reason why he talked about our ancestors is the closest thing to us. And if we're looking for strength, if we're looking for encouragement, if we're looking for guidance, they're on the other side in the spirit realm. They're not dead. They come to assist you because they can, because they're spirits. And I know it's hard to believe that their spirits are still living for some people because they believe once you're dead, you're gone. The physical body is gone, but the spiritual body is still living.
Man.
And when he said call on your ancestors, you call on them. You don't call on something you don't know, because when you call on something you don't know, you don't know what it's going to do to you. You don't know what it's going to do for you. And it took me years to understand what Bishop was saying that, because my auntie used to tell me years ago, call on your ancestors, they'll come and help you. And they will, and they do. They come and assist you, they come and help you. But we've been indoctrinated not to do so. So the reason why I say all these things, because now things are coming back to life, what we used to do as a people, as Melanite people, what we used to do spiritually, physically, mentally. The truth is coming forth, and some people are having a hard time believing the truth and accepting the truth because we've been living in deception for eons. Some people didn't read that Bible and thought it was still a joke. You know, some people were still talking about, oh, that ain't real. Jesus was black. There was no black. Well, you forgot where we were, where the world was at that time. In a country that was full of sun. What do you think we're going to look like? What do you think they're going to look like over there? Them ain't the real Jews? No way. They're not originally from here. They put these fake Jews before us so we can worship them. We're not even supposed to worship them. We're not even supposed to put them on the pedestal. We're the original men and women. And information keep coming out every day letting us know where all the knowledge and the wisdom come from. We created the energy. We create, listen, there's so much information out there to tell you who created what. We are the creators. We built the White House. We squared it all off and gave them the knowledge and the wisdom. But we don't even understand that we are intelligent and we have the ability to create. We have the ability to create our communities. We have the ability to build up our communities. We have the knowledge and the wisdom. We have to tap into it. But we've been dead in the mind and in the brain for eons. And now that we're waking up slowly, the light is shining. Will you walk into it or will you stay stuck in the darkness? Because Bishop been bringing the light to us for a long time. And now there's evidence of who we were as a people, a Melanite people. And not only that, there's people been doing tests on different races to find out that majority of men and women on this planet are Melanite. The last year, this Asian man, well, first of all, before then, they did a test on the soil, and they found out that the soil is made of melanin. What does that tell you? If the soil is made of melanin, where do you think we come from? This earth and this planet belongs to us. Then they just did a research here about a year ago, this Asian man. You probably won't see it. You probably won't even hear about it again. But he was on the nightly news talking about he did a test of all the Asiatic countries. And guess what he discovered? That all of them had melanin in them. All of them had melanin. The oldest woman that they found, and I'm not a man, but a woman, they called her Lucy. She was here a million years ago, I think 500, 600 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 600,000 years ago. And guess what Lucy, what complexion Lucy was? Black. And they dated everything on this planet back to a black woman.
Mm.
We need to learn our history. We need to know who we are. We need to walk into the new opportunities to change. That sun eclipse brought about change. Now we need to be prepared for what's coming because things have to change in order to move forward. The system has to change. And since this is Money Friday, we need to also understand that we need to be prepared for the changes that's coming.
Amen.
Because they're telling us the truth about... They're telling us the truth about who we are. Now they're trying to see what you will do with that knowledge and that wisdom. Will you take advantage of it and uplift yourself, your community, and build something for you and your community? Because I noticed something that is very just discerning to me. It is. When you go into our community, who's selling us our fishes? Who's cooking our chicken? And who buying it? Who owns our stores? We don't. But we the main ones up in there buying fish, buying chicken in the grocery store. But we don't own nothing. They wiped out communities that were built of Melanite people that were successful. They had their own community, their own stores, selling to each other, creating wealth within us, in our community. And they wiped them out. They killed them. They murdered them. They burnt them down. They took many towns from Georgia all the way to Mississippi and created Lake Lanier. They flooded them people out so they can create a path. For them to utilize, to do shit. They killed, destroyed towns of Melanite people, successful town. But now, the truth is coming out. Every day that you wake up, there's some form of truth coming to the light. Now, what would you do with that knowledge and wisdom? I pray you use it to uplift yourself, uplift your family, and do better for you. This is our opportunity. It's still there. I don't care. In the darkest moment, the darkest hour, there is still light shining through. Even if it's a beam of light, it's shining through, giving you hope to move forward, to take advantage of that little light that's shining, that you can do something positive because you can see the light. Even in the bleakest moment in time in anyone's life, there is still that feeling, that emotion, that uplifting spirit.
Amen.
To get up, to do something for you, your family, and your community. Get you a grocery store. Get you some grocery store. Build your farms again. And the reason why I'm telling you this, because the Creator has directed me to let anyone that's on here, things that's about to happen, we need our food. In your community, you can take a little part of your yard and grow some food. If you can grow, you can take some pots and grow some food in your house. Something simple, something not too tooly easy to survive and live on. Because change is one of my lives. This paper money we have will be obsolete. And they let you know every day it's turning to digital. If you're paying attention with the bitcoins and all this cryptocurrency, they don't lie to you. They show you the truth when they're telling you the truth. You got to know that it's the truth. Are you ready for the crypto? Are you ready for the crypto exchange? You need to be online trying to figure out what to invest in when it comes to the crypto, because it's changing. It's already available in other countries, been that way for the last 8 or 9 years. Some countries adopted the crypto. That dollar bill we got in our hand will be obsolete. It'll be just another piece of paper with green on it. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because when all this stuff begins to change, everything's going to shut down. Are you ready? This is the time while things are still available. Instead of buying a new pair of shoes, if you don't need it, put your money at some seed. Gather up some people in the community that's willing to make a little farm so y'all can eat.
Amen.
So y'all can protect each other. So y'all can create something. While everybody else going through, get you some solar panels if you can afford it, or some generators, because this will happen. It's just a matter of when. And are you ready? Because truth still comes every day. Just like the truth of what we are and who we are, the truth also is showing you that things are in the motion of changing.
Amen.
So on this Money Friday, you need to invest. If you got googobs or shoes in your closet, go get you some googobs of seeds. Some seeds to plant you some food. Take it, get y'all community together. If one can't do it, y'all get in the community grouping and y'all put some money and buy some lots. Buy all the lots in your street. Buy all the lots 2-3 streets over and grow some food.
Amen.
Grow some food. If you don't know how to grow food, you don't know how to garden, you got all kind of social media that'll show you how to grow food. It even will show you how to can it. So you can store some up. If you can't do it by yourself, talk to the people in your community to see if anybody is aware, anybody is willing to participate. The bigger, the better. We need to grow as a people. We need to grow as a community. And it takes a community to survive. It takes a community. We have to help each other. We have to support each other. When I got on the bus today, somebody didn't have no money to get on the bus. I said, here, little young kids. None of them had nothing to get on the bus. I gave them what I had, and the bus driver let them get on. They asked me. I said, I got you. Come on, we're going to get on here all together. We got to look out for each other. We got to get back to helping each other. We got to get back to seeing about each other. Instead of videotaping somebody struggling, you should get that, put that phone down and see what's wrong with them. Man almost lost his life on the street the other day. So somebody walked by. Everybody else walked past him. Nobody decided to see if he was something was wrong with him. The man said the man was just laying there. He was sick. He was dying. He had a cardiac arrest. And he called the EMS. But everybody else walked past him. This is what happens to us. We have become numb. We have in the mind that we don't care. Or somebody's on drugs or something. We're stereotyping everybody we walk past. Even if they on drugs, ask them, are they okay? You might save somebody's life. It might be the point in their time in their life they decide to change. But we have to get back to being a community. We have to get back to seeing about each other. We cannot, listen, the Creator help you weed out all those that ain't good and ain't right. You won't even, they'll weed themselves out themselves because they're not going to stick with it. But do something to lift your, do something to bring positivity. We have a black owned grocery store in the city, and they were taking applications to get kids, the community to invest in the grocery store with fresh vegetables, you know, people that's in our community. Because we have a lot of independent little farmers that grow their food in their house, in their yard. And they're accepting those produces from many people in the community. And that's a way to build up the community. That's the way to bring enough supply and demand without having to go overseas or eat contaminated food, because you know what you're growing. You grow your own food. You don't have to worry about nobody else contaminate. You know what you know how to grow it. You know what you're doing to grow it. You know what you put in it.
Amen.
Everything we eat now is contaminated. It's artificially made. What you say, Bishop? It's artificially made, and it's basically only here in America. In other countries, some people eat, they don't eat GMO food. They don't even allow all that stuff that they put in our foods here. One lady in my class that I go to, she said, what are we going to do? You know, they're killing us. They poison our water, they poison our air, and they poison our food. I said, and guess what? She said, what? I said, we're still here.
What?
I said, everything they do, we're still here. I was watching a video, and the white man was talking about they put fluoride in our water. And overseas in different countries, they don't put fluoride in our water. And fluoride causes you to have heart condition. And it's another contributing factor to plaque in your heart. But guess what? The Creator made everything on this planet that can filter out anything. But you got to know what can. And that's called research and getting the knowledge you need. And if you have it in advance, you can survive whatever storm comes your way. Because you're ready. You might not be 100% ready, but you're in the position to survive whatever storm coming your way. So now that the world is evolving, now that the information about how important we are is coming out each and every day, now we need to take advantage of that information, take advantage of the resources that's available to us. Take that knowledge to the next level. The worst thing they told us is that you put it in the book and they will not know. And by golly, that has been hacked through the years. Everything that they've been telling us is already in books. But because we don't pick it up, and we don't read it, and we don't go beyond what we know, we're stuck. And they said it. Put it in the book. They will not know. And they put it in the book, right in your face. They might not be the book that you read every day, but they put it in a book that has the information. And it has flew over our heads. But it's the time and the season for us to make changes. And with those changes should be positive changes. So we can build ourselves up into something positive in our community. Pay back our community. We can't wait for them. We can't wait for them to build us up. We have to build our own. As Bishop said, God gave you the provision. Now, what you going to do with the provision? He said, you have not because you ask not. And that's true. Because if you keep asking somebody, somebody going to give it to you. Now, if you're going to stand out on that corner and beg for some money, and I don't care if 20, 30 cars, 100 cars pass you by, one car going to stop and say, here, because you asked. So the same way you can go out on the streets and stand on the corner and beg, you can beg for something bigger. You can beg the city give you a building that you might want to turn into something. You can beg one of these big organizations to give you some money so you can start your own grocery store or at least buy the seeds to start planting if you don't have it. The same way you can beg for that cigarette, the same way you can beg the city to donate that lot to you and tell them what you want to do with it.
What you want,
Bishop, speaking. So the same way you go out there begging for a cigarette, begging for a drink, you can turn it around and beg for something that will be productive. Maybe it might not feed the whole neighborhood, but it'll feed your family.
Amen.
You will have enough to feed your family and maybe a friend or a neighbor. Okay. You can turn that big around from negative to positive. What you say, Bishop?
Anytime you have a garden in your backyard, raise something. So we do not go into a depression.
This should be away from the phone. You got to talk in the phone.
Okay. I said, you said that we need to have a garden in our neighborhood where we can feed each other.
Yes. Now we know we're not worthless. We can take that information that we're finding out that we're not worthless, that we are important, that we are strong, we are creative, we are intelligent. We can start using it to better who we are.
Amen.
And ain't nobody gonna run with you. Run yourself. When the buses don't come right, I'll call and complain. And it happens. buses started picking up and getting better. I'm like, wait a minute, bus is coming. Why? One didn't show up. I called that lady. That lady knew my number. She, I gave her my number. She said, I already know who you are. And if it only takes one person to change it, change can happen.
Amen.
I'm not going to be one of those. I'm not going to be one of those standing on the corner and say, well, they ain't going to do nothing. I don't know why you complain. I don't know why you talking. I'm talking because I can. Because I can tell them how I feel, whether they do anything or not.
They can change.
Because really all it takes is what the word says, where there are two and three or more gathered. Sometimes all it takes is that three.
That's right.
To change something. Whether it's complaining about what's going on in your neighborhood or taking that two or three and building what you're looking for. That to get the knowledge to all three of y'all brainstorm, get that building. All three of y'all brainstorm, get those lots. Three of y'all brainstorm, y'all can get the donations for the seed. You don't know how God will open up the door and the window to let it come through. If God knows, I done been to these companies. I done beg. I used to donate food. I used to take it from different places to the shelters and everything. So ain't nothing wrong with begging. You just got to beg to the right person for the right thing. And with the way the economy is going, y'all seen that boat? On that boat, it had nothing but shipping containers on there. They let you know those shipping containers will at some point in time shut down the economy. Like that ship that got stuck in the canal. It shut down a whole lot of stuff being shipped out to the store. Some of the stores was there. We can't go through that again. You better get some knowledge and some wisdom. Not only to feed yourself, but if you ain't noticed, all the CVS is shutting down and the Walgreens shutting down and the Rite Aid shutting down. Y'all better know what you got to do to take care of that health issue with some natural stuff, because everything the good Lord made is right here on this earth. It's the best medicine that you can have. There's too much knowledge available for you right now that you can have already and available and grow it. Is it cinnamon? Get you that tree. Grow that tree, get that cinnamon out of the park. If it's garlic, grow that garlic. Crunch it up and make your garlic water. If it's rosemary, grow that rosemary and make you a tea. The good Lord gave us everything we need right in the earth. The earth is us and we are the earth. So everything that we are made of is right here, right in front of us, the dandelion root. You go out there, pull that dandelion root, wash it real good, let it dry, and make you a tea. And it'll flush out so many toxins in your body. But you got to know how to use it. So you need to read or find out how to use it, how to drink it, what part of the plant to use the best. It's available to you. Do it now before it changes. build yourself up. Build your community up. Build something up for you and yours. You're worthy. Take them tools and shoes. You can say, I ain't got no money. Take the tools and shoes. If not, beg. Go to city council. Beg. Take two or three of y'all in there and beg. Tell them, we need these lots. Donate it. Beg. Call some of these seed companies. We need a donation. Can you give it to us? If we're doing a community garden, beg. If you can beg for a cigarette, if you can beg for a drink, if you can beg for some drugs, you can beg for something for your community. You can beg for something for your household. You can beg. And I guarantee you they'll give it to you. You keep begging and you beg like the widow that went to the judge. You keep on going. They're going to say, oh, here she comes. Here come Miss Mary right now. Here come Miss Joanne right now. Here come Miss Rose right now. Oh, we done seen them every month. Y'all go on ahead. We tired of seeing them. Give them ladies what they want. They get tired of seeing you. They don't give you what you want. Because my grandmama used to always say, you can slow walk somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know what that means. Well, my grandmama used to say, I'm a slow walking. And when she got some slow walking, she got what she wanted. Okay. So you can slow walk until they say, okay, I'm tired of seeing all three of them ladies, y'all. It's a change. And when somebody else see you doing it, you always going to have your haters. But you just might encourage somebody else to do the same thing. Then you can feel proud because you did something. You know that you're intelligent enough, you're smart enough to do something to help you, to help your family, to help your community. And it didn't take no money to do it. All you did was beg. Nigga said, how you got it? I went down there and begged. Proud of it. Mm-hmm. They got tired of seeing me and gave it. They just gave it to me. Mm-hmm. What y'all going to do? Build a farm. Teach these children how to farm. Show them how to can. Grow some natural medicine. They got different farms out there that shows you, that'll show you how to grow your own natural medicine. Show you how to forage it, what kind of soil it needs to be in. I just bought one here in Michigan looking for some seeds. And if your food got seeds in it, which it should, you take them seeds and hold on to them. Put them in your refrigerator. Let them be a little damp. Don't get too dry. Some of them have to survive off of damp. But the rest of them can be dry. Mark them and put them to the side. And there, your first start of your garden right there. That's your first start. We want to keep knocking us down. They keep telling us children are stupid. They keep telling us we need to focus on being transsexuals and gay. They keep telling us we ain't going to have nothing. Because we don't have enough money to see about each other. Well, this is the time to show them that you can do better. That your community can do better. That your children can do better. That when they see you doing something, they want to do it better themselves. They want to do something positive themselves. Because now they're seeing you being an encouragement. Because we don't encourage these children. They already lost. They already confused. They don't know if they men or women.
That's right.
Some of them going to school and still dumber than a box of rocks because the teachers just passing them I talked to the teacher a month ago, and she told me she the students that don't want to learn, she just pass them and get them out of her class. And she right, because most of them don't even know how to multiply 10% of $30. They ain't teaching them nothing. And we need to take our children back. We need to take our community back. We need to take our family back. A black man should be proud to be walking down the street with a black woman instead of degrading her and putting her down and saying she ain't nothing. And a black woman should be able to feel the same about her black man. We shouldn't be out there putting each other down so bad. We should be trying to figure out what's wrong so we can build each other up. Because foundation that starts off shaky will stay that way if it's not fixed.
That's right.
So we got to fix each other. We got to get past hurt and pain. Once we get past hurt and pain, of all the past myths that have happened in our lives, then we can push forward to do something better. We can push forward to do something for us.
That's right.
But guess what? We still need them. So if you've got a good white man or white woman who's willing to help you unite, push this thing through, we can work it with them as well. But I want to encourage my melanite community to stand strong. To do better, to take our children back, to get them out of this system, indoctrinating them. Running wild, running crazy, doing everything, cussing out everybody, being disrespectful, confused, don't know whether they man or woman, don't care about nothing or nobody. They're ready to videotape somebody dying and to help them. But this is what we're teaching them. This is where we dropped the ball. Because we lost respect for ourselves. So
right.
You can't expect a generation to respect you when you don't have none for them. Smoking weed, getting high, some of them laying up, having sex, and everything else in front of them. What you expect? Because we lost who we are. We lost it a long time ago. But God is coming back, revealing it to us that we are worthy. We are worthy. So if you can't fight the government, you go and beg them for what you need. Beg them for what you want. Beg them. Stand there like the widow. Keep on till they give it to you. Because we are the government. Bishop just said in the song, we the government. Constitution says we the government. We put them in office. We put them in office. They didn't put us in office. We put them in office. We shouldn't be scared to take them out. Because we sure put them there. And they work for you. They work for you. Use them. Use them representatives. Use that city council. Use that congressman. Use that senator. Call them up on the phone, bug them. Because when I don't like a law that they're trying to pass, I'll send all kind of emails and calls. I guess they say that woman is tiresome. We need to call her back. I got letters and phone calls and emails back. Because they said we tired of hearing from her.
That's right.
And today the word encouragement. The word for tonight, encourage yourself to stand in Christ. encourage yourself to be strong. Encourage yourself to be positive and to move forward. Encourage yourself to take your community and lift it up. Encourage yourself to think, not be scared, not be fearful, but somebody asking you to take over. But we are asking you to stand for what you want and what you need. And if it does take two or three gathered together, move forward on that and be proud that you got your life. Be proud that you grow in your garden. You're teaching the children to learn how to grow their food. Be proud that you don't open up a grocery store, open up something for the community to feed the people. Be proud of that. Be proud you can call that senator up. Say, listen, I'm Miss So-and-so. We need this for our community. We need computers for our community. We need internet for our community. When you going to give it to us? If you don't, I got Miss Sally. I got Mr. Jerry down the street. I got Miss Mary. I got Miss Annie. I got all of them that got your telephone number that will keep calling you every day until we get you. Hello,
somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What we want.
Unity. Encouragement. Stay strong today. Keep lit. Learn that word. Change the word you use to keep you encouraged. When you wake up every day, you should say salutations to everything as you ride. Because we ain't moaning. We ride. We rise and like the sun rise. We rise. Y'all be blessed today, Bishop.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Christian, for that message tonight.